Councillor Anuda Samurai, do you wish to ask a supplementary question?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Madam Mayor, and thank you to the Leader for his answer, which doesn't really address the point of the question about whether he's ignoring the strength of feeling of the community council meetings in Bermondsey, Rotherhithe and Borough Bankside recently. I get what he's sort of trying to get at with that, his point about us withdrawing from the Democracy Commission. I suppose from our point of view, if we were being listened to in the Democracy Commission, how was it that the outcome could be announced in advance of the Democracy Commission actually deciding that outcome?
Councillor Peter John to reply.
Well, I think it's right that it wasn't announced before the end of the work of the Democracy Commission. Individual councillors may have expressed their own views or opinions about what the outcome should be, but it was for the Democracy Commission itself to determine what the outcomes of the Democracy Commission can be. As for the strength of feeling, which she reiterated in her supplementary question, well, I've had no formal representations from any community council meeting, although I'm happy to listen. I've followed closely the SE1 forum to see what's going on in this part of the borough. I'm very grateful to see there. And the strength of feeling there was represented by two people in favour of the reduction of community councils made to 5, two people against, including Acting Councillor Al Samurai being one of them. That's the same number of replies as on the forum as there have been to an article about a lost Yorkshire Terrier, and 5.5 times the number of replies to an item about a stray cat. So I don't see a great community groundswell rising up in respect of our community councils at this time.
Councillor Anuda Samurai, you are allowed a second supplementary question.
That's incredibly offensive to the people who I was at Bermondsey Community Council with last week. I'm sure your colleague can tell you about the strength of feeling there, and certainly my understanding from the other community councils. But I'm very happy to go back and report to those residents how you feel about what they expressed at those meetings. Just going back to the point about it wasn't announced in advance of the Democracy Commission, how is it then that Councillor Seaton's prophetic predictions turned out to be correct?
As we know, Councillor Seaton is a very wise man. The people of East Walworth are very lucky to have had it as a councillor for nearly 6 years, and I'm sure they'll elect him for another 4 years when he's out in 2014. As for her point about offence to people of Bermondsey, what I said to make quite clear was I had no formal representations from Bermondsey Community Council on what happened at their meeting. I'm happy to listen and respond to any representations which are brought forward in due course. But I think it's right that should come in a formal way, so it can be considered by the Cabinet in a formal way and Council Assembly in a formal way, of course.
Thank you. We shall now consider members' questions.